Today's devotion is entitled, Living as a Sacrifice, by Pastor Steve Mosky, Good Shepherd, Elgin. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12, 1. We all want our lives to matter. We want to do something meaningful in our lives, right? Yet when we compare ourselves to others, we may think, what can I really offer God? And so we quietly sit back letting others serve, assuming we have little to give. But St. Paul's words shake us out of that comfort zone. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That's not a small request. It sounds total, like God wants everything. The word sacrifice isn't easy to hear. In the Bible, sacrifices were costly. Something valuable, a spotless lamb, was laid on the altar. Now Paul says, we are the offering? How can we do that? We know our lives aren't spotless. We've been selfish, impatient, unkind. Our thoughts and actions often reflect the world's pattern more than Christ. And yet, God's word tells us not to conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. That's where the tension lies. We can't transform our lives. We can't make our offering pure. Did you notice how this passage begins? By the mercies of God. That's the key. Our response does not start with what we do. It starts with what God has already done. Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice, once for all, upon the cross. His blood cleanses us. His mercy covers us. Because of Jesus, we are made acceptable to God. In Him, even our small acts of love become holy. We present ourselves not to earn God's favor, but because we already live in His grace. In Jesus, you are made new. Through baptism, you are joined to His death and resurrection. The Spirit now renews your mind so that your daily living, your work, your relationships, your acts of service becomes worship. Your gifts, whether big or small, are part of the body of Christ, the one who encourages, the one who teaches, the one who serves, the one who gives, all work together as one body with Christ as the head. You don't need to be someone else's gift. You simply need to be you, redeemed and called by Christ. So, how do we live as living sacrifices? Not with dread or guilt, but with joy. Each day is a chance to offer our time, energy, and love to the one who first offered himself for us. When you help a neighbor, when you pray for a friend, when you forgive someone who hurt you, that's holy worship. That's life transformed by mercy. God doesn't ask for perfection. He asks for yourself, made new in Jesus.